Morning all. I see we have many away this morning, but then on the other side of the coin, we blessed with so many visitors this morning. Nice to have you. I see we have mutiny in the boating family, because we have Kofi and Akwasi here this morning, and feel free to come every week. Feel free to come every week. I've titled my lesson this morning, We Have an Anchor of Hope. And I was surprised to see how God works, because it kind of tied in with our study this morning. And I purposely directed the study a little bit that way just to make sure there was a connection, an alignment. So could be called devious, but with good intentions. I have a number of scriptures that I want to read from, but I'm not going to go to the Bible. If I look at the time, we're a bit short on time, so I'm going to read it from what I have here. I will tell you where it comes from, so if you want to follow in your Bible, feel free to do so. So if we look around us, I ask myself, what is happening to our world? I mean, what is happening to our society? I think generally we pay respect to the dead. And lately I read an obituary that I never thought I'd see. I mean, generally, an obituary gives a glowing review of the person. Generally. So I want to read the one that caught my attention. Kathleen Demlow was born March 19th, 1938, to Joseph and Gertrude Schunk, I think it is, of Wabasso. She married Dennis Demlow at St. Anne's in Wabasso, 1957, and had two children, Gina and Jay. In 62, she became pregnant by her husband's brother, Lyle Demlow, and moved to California. She abandoned the children, Gina and Jay, who were then raised by her parents. She passed away on May 31st, 2018. And she will now face judgment. She will not be missed by Gina and Jay. And they understand that this world is a better place without her. If you watch the TV as I do, I watch CNN. Anthony Bourdain, a celebrity chef, he once said he's got the best job in the world. He travels the world eating from every country, every city, every village around the world. That's his job. I'd love that. And he committed suicide at 61. Kate Spade, you ladies will know her. I don't care much for her. Kate Spade, designer of bags, carried by the rich and famous. A bag that every woman wants to drape over her arm. A lady who appeared to have it all. She had fame, money, a beautiful family. And yet she was still missing something in her life. I have two soccer buddies. I have two soccer buddies. Both fathers. The one guy never appeared to have a care in the world. He was always upbeat, always excited. I don't think there was anything that bothered him in this world. Both of them committed suicide. We know others from both sides of the spectrum, the rich and the poor, young and old, that have taken their lives. Is this a problem of today? Not at all. Not at all. It's been around for yonks, like we'd say, forever, for ages. A survey taken in the US from 1999 to 2016 showed a spike of 30%. 30%. There's definitely something missing. 30%. Some of the risk factors they consider are depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety disorders, stressful lives, stressful events in your life, family history of suicide, and childhood abuse. Before I continue, I want to just break for a moment and I want to sing the first verse and the chorus of the last song, and then we'll continue.
Will your anchor hold in the storms of life when the clouds unfold their wings of strife? When the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or remain? We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock that cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love.
I was a little scared that I wouldn't be able to start the song, so I brought this along, just in case I needed to play it. But it just shows you how God's grace works, because it just came to mind. I practiced all morning, and it just came to mind. What is missing from people's lives?
God.
Yeah. Definitely. Why does it appear that everything is together? That they are so composed externally, but deep down, there's something missing. You know, I guess that's just human nature. We don't want to show people that we're weak, that we're soft, that we cry, which I do here. We don't want to show that because, you know, we're that strong bullies. We're that strong people. We can't be impacted. What is the anchor in their lives? Where is that anchor in our lives? Where? You know, when we face the storms of life, we dig deep, we turn to weather those storms of life. I've often heard Ian say, in times of trouble, in times of toughness, he goes to the Bible. He says it all the time. He goes to God's word when those moments hit you. When I'm out exercising and I'm fatigued and I'm tired, my trainer tells me, dig deep. Go to your inner strength. Use your core for one more. For one more. Of course, she kids me. There's another one that follows. But for one more, go down deep. You know, go down deep. Use your inner strength. Proverbs 14 verse 32 reads as follows. When calamity comes, the wicked are brought down. But even in death, the righteous have a refuge. We, brothers, we, sisters, have a refuge that offers us protection with loving care. We have that refuge. The song that we sang, when your anchor holds in the storms of life, tells us that we have an anchor in Jesus. We have an anchor in Jesus. We have an anchor in God's love. We have an anchor in God's word, in the promise of heaven. We have hope. We have hope. We spoke this morning in Bible study. People go to fortune tellers, palm readers, because they don't have hope. They're hoping someone's going to tell them, you're winning the next major jackpot. They're hoping someone's going to give them good news. Here's the good news, brothers. Here's the good news. We have so much to live for and so much to hold on to in God's word. So much. Psalm 42 verse 5 reads as follows. Why, my soul, are you so downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God. Put your hope in God. Whatever the circumstances, whatever the situations you find yourself in, we have hope in God. We have hope in God. No matter what happens to me, I will continue to trust in Him. I mentioned this morning that I have this understanding that I'd fear not death, because I know where I'm going to. I may not have been the perfect saint on this earth. I know I'm a sinner, but I know where I'm going to. I know, because I have that hope. I have that hope. Job 13 verse 15 tells me, though he slay me, yet I trust him. I will trust him. Though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Psalm 62 verses 5 and 6 read as follows. Let all that I am wait quietly before God. For my hope is in Him. He alone is my rock, my salvation, my fortress, where I will not be shaken. Think of those words, because we've seen those words play out in our family here. We've seen it play out in our family here. And I have no understanding of it because I didn't go through it. But when I think of what Mark went through, when I think of what Will went through, when I think of what Dan is going through now, and I think of that Ontario nurse who went down a few summers down to Mexico, was attacked by a shark, lost, I think, both her arms and one of her legs, and of course, probably scarred. When they laid in that hospital bed, they must have had a rock. They must have had salvation. They must have had an inner strength, someone that they were hoping on. They must have. Otherwise, they would come out today as bitter people. They'd be blaming everyone else. They'd be blaming the world. They'd be blaming the shark who was in its natural habitat. I'm not saying that life is easy for them at the moment. No. I know it's not easy. But they had an anchor of hope. They were definitely tested. They were definitely tested. But they have an anchor of hope. And if we just think of them, think of ourselves. We go through it in different forms. How often do we put this smiling veneer on our faces and everything's just wonderful and the sun is shining and it's just beautiful, but deep down, there are issues. Deep down, there are issues that bothers you. We know that. Because we all face money, financial issues. Some of us go unemployed. Some of us have health problems. We all have it. We're not immune to it. None of us are immune to it. None of us. We all have it. One form or another, one degree or another. We all get challenged. When I read in Psalms 147, verse 11, 147, verse 11, the Lord delights in those who fear Him, who put their hope in His unfailing love. Where would we be without the love of our Father? Where would we be? The love of our Father gives us hope. Gives us hope. We must find comfort in the Word. We must. Every time Brother Les comes up here to read from the Word, he reinforces the Word by telling us afterwards, we need to study the Word. We need to know it and understand it. Every time he comes up here, he does it without fail. I use the people who committed suicide as examples. And I'm not trying to minimize suicide. And neither am I. I'm definitely not an expert on the topic, on the sad topic. But I use it because it shows us that you can have an external veneer, but still be troubled inside. That what appears on the outside does not align itself with what's on the inside. I often tell, especially youngsters, I mean, a common comment of most youngsters is, oh, look at that big house. And the car standing outside, they must be rich. They, of course, forget to look on the other side of the coin. They're so deep in debt, they can't afford a meal for the night. But we get so blinded by the external veneer. We get so confused. I don't know how many of you have been in a mine. I worked in a gold mine and a few copper mines. And when you go down 1,000 meters, a kilometer, the air is warm. The air is warm. And the place is dark. Now, you want to know how dark it is? It's so dark that when you put your finger on your nose, you don't see your nose or your finger. It's so dark. You don't see your nose or your finger. Your eyes just can't adjust. They just don't ever adjust. You feel despair because you're disoriented, you're lost. You fear for finding your way back out of it. You fear. And then you turn your headlamp on. And the space just fills up with light. And suddenly there's hope. Suddenly there's hope. You can find your way out. Lest the Word is our light. The Word is our light. The Word gives you direction. Because the Word is God speaking to us. God speaking to us. The Word is our hope. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and 17 reads as follows. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 17. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 19 tells us, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Our anchor will remain firm in our storms of life. If you make God that anchor, He will never leave you. He will never test you beyond your limits. If you follow His word, you have hope. If you are here this morning and you're seeking an anchor in your life, consider accepting the Lord as your Savior, who offers you a refuge and protection. For the love of God gives us hope. Let us stand as we close on 467.